Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get better on the defensive end, and we have, and it's still obviously very much a work in progress. I still think there's things we can do better, but our guys are competing their hearts out on both ends of the floor, but especially on the defensive end.
Hey, Wojo, after Marquette's win this weekend all against Villanova, and they win thanks to their defense, which you haven't been able to say for a long time. Marquette on Saturday morning, when the March Madness committee said, hey, this is where we're projecting teams right now. Marquette was a 3, and the Badgers were a 4. Now, Marquette did win on Saturday. The Badgers, of course, lose, both in action tonight. Jerry Palm's latest projections, the bracketology expert for CBS Sports, still has Marquette as a 3, and then the Badgers as a 5. Jerry Palm joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Jerry, we like where they are right now. So the Badgers had kind of an up and then a down and then an up season right now. They're a 5 in your bracket. Marquette, Marcus Howard leading that team, they look very good as a 3 seed. Do you look at either of these teams right now and think there's a Final Four team there? If this happens, there's a Final Four team there. If this happens, how good do you truly think Marquette and Wisconsin are right now?
I would say just slightly short of likely Final Four level, but that doesn't mean it couldn't happen. You know, but I think you're Marquette or you're Wisconsin, and you get a game against one of those teams on the top line of the bracket, you know, a Duke or a Virginia. Wisconsin's already lost to Virginia this year. Gonzaga, Tennessee, Kentucky, you know, teams like that I think are a matchup problem for each of those teams. But, you know, you can get to the Final Four. You can still win those games, but you can also get to the Final Four if you are fortunate enough to have those teams knocked out before you have to play them.
In the old Big East, when all those other teams were in it, it meant something. You could guarantee that the conference champion would be probably the number one seed, get a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Is today's Big East, does the conference champion there regular season deserve a number one seed?
Not this year, but you know, we've seen Villanova do it the last 2 years, and I think Xavier was a 1 in there, not even as a conference champion. So it's just that's going to vary from year to year. I don't want to say the league's in a down cycle. They're not. I mean, the Pac-12's in a down cycle. So it's just not quite as good as it was the last, I'd say, couple of years, in part because Villanova's taken a step back. You lose 4 guys to the NBA. That's, you know, unless you're Duke and you're always recruiting 4 new NBA guys every year, that it doesn't really, it's going to affect you. And Marquette has been obviously very good this year, but behind that, you've got basically an 8-car pileup, and nobody's really been able to separate themselves. And there was some struggles outside the league among those teams in particular. So, you know, St. John's, when they're healthy, they're pretty good. They're apparently a matchup problem for Marquette because they can't seem to beat them. But Seton Hall, Butler, Georgetown, you know, the bottom of the league is actually better. So the league is kind of compressed toward the middle a little bit. Still a pretty good league, although I'd say just a step back from where they were last year.
Jerry Palm joining us. You can find him on Twitter, again, with CBSSports.com, JP Palm, CBS. Jerry, one of the things that we'll, you know, it's sports radio, so we argue about everything. One of the things that we've been arguing about lately is Chuck will do the updates, the sports updates, the flashes, and in it he'll say, the Badgers, they're 2 games back in the Big Ten regular season conference, and then we'll come back and we'll like argue during the commercial, and I'll say, why do you keep saying where they are in the conference? It doesn't matter like it used to. There's a tournament. They're going to either be a 3 or a 4 or a 5 or a 6. Nothing matters. I'm trying to frame this so that you agree with me. Well, I just don't think that the Big Ten Conference winner or the Big East Conference winner, does it hold as much weight as it used to? Or am I wrong in that, yes, the committee is going to say, you won the Big Ten, you get a 1 seed. You won the Big East, you should be your 1 or 2 seed. Where do they look at the conference winner in the regular season and not in the tournament when they put that together?
All right, well, I'm an old school Purdue guy. So I think winning the Big Ten Conference Championship is meaningful, but the committee doesn't care. So if your update guy is talking about where Wisconsin is in the conference standing, you know, winning the Big Ten Championship is an accomplishment. The committee, though, does not measure you by what you do in your league. They need to know who the automatic qualifier is, and that's decided in the conference tournament. Winning a conference championship in and of itself doesn't mean anything to the committee. However, if you have done that, you've probably stacked up, especially in the Big Ten, a ton of quality wins to do that. And the committee does care about that. So, you know, but yes, how do you do in your conference? You know, especially the Big East and the Big 12 excluded, everybody else plays unbalanced schedules. So you can't just, conference standings don't tell the committee anything, really.
But the further you finish up, means, like you said, you have more quality wins. I mean, like,
usually,
like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, like Wisconsin plays Indiana. Michigan State tonight. What do you think the meaning is in that game tonight?
I'm sorry, who's playing Michigan State?
Wisconsin. Wisconsin is hosting Michigan State. What's the significance of that game to you?
Both teams because of quality, it's a potential quality win, and better for Michigan State could be a road win. I mean, you're talking about potential seeding at stake in the NCAA tournament. It's a big game for both teams because those are two high-quality teams.
So, Chuck, I think what we're going to – I know you hate the word semantics, but I think that's what this argument kind of is, where they're not going to necessarily say because they were a number one in the Big Ten regular season, they deserve this. But by that's proxy, right. By being number one, they got to number one by beating other good teams – so then their resume looks good. So
yeah,
we're fighting about it, Chuck, but we're both right.
That's going to vary from year to year, you know, depending on the strength of the league. And, you know, we had a year where Indiana was like 15-3 in the league and hardly beat anybody, in part because the league was down and in part because they had a very easy league schedule that year. So, you know, it really is going to come down to, you know, who'd you play, where'd you play them, how'd you do. And also, results of the conference championship, great, but the committee doesn't care about that.
Does the committee put any weight anymore about how strong you finish? I know they used to.
No.
Do they still do that anymore?
Yeah, that's at least 15 years old since they've done that. Yeah,
yeah, because I know Wisconsin had six in a row.
Anymore. We saw that last year, right? With Oklahoma making the tournament after they tanked. Arizona State made the tournament after they tanked. You know, you can tank the end of the season and still get in the tournament.
Yeah, yeah. Who's more dangerous to you in the tournament, Wisconsin or Marquette?
I would say Marquette because of Marcus Howard. You know, I mean, Wisconsin's got a great individual player in Ethan Happ, but he can't get himself the ball. And he's a liability at the free throw line. But Marcus Howard is a terrific talent. I saw Marquette at Butler. I went to the game down there at Hinkle, and I don't think it was one of Marquette's better efforts. But he took that game over in the second half. I'm sitting there watching it, and like I said, I'm a Purdue guy. I'm thinking I want the committee to bracket Marquette and Purdue together so we can see Marcus Howard and Carson Edwards go head-to-head. I think when you have a guy like that can take over a game against just about anybody, you have a chance to go far in the tournament.
Again, Marquette a 3 in Jerry Palm's latest bracket, CBSSports.com. Wisconsin a 5. The number ones are Tennessee and the Zags, and Duke, and Virginia, Duke beating Virginia again over the weekend. Do you put them like it's Duke, and then what's the separation between Duke and those other three teams, do you think?
Well, Duke's a little bit ahead of Tennessee, and actually the committee chairman, Bernard Muir, talked about this during the show on Saturday, that the committee was very split on those two teams, that they're both really accomplished, and that was, of course, before Duke beat Virginia the second time, but I have a feeling that when we get to March, that Duke is going to be more of a favorite than they are right at this moment. But Duke and Tennessee, 1-2 to me, clearly, then 3, Virginia, 4, Gonzaga.
Jerry, we'll keep updating everybody on the bracket. It's interesting stuff that you do to follow along throughout the season. Appreciate the insight, and I guess Chuck and I are both right, so we both thank you. We will talk to you again in the future.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.